I should ask my weather forecasting friend down in Birmingham, and you know, maybe him and I can stop by there and see what's going on in the Gulf Shores. I know he's been there to cover hurricanes and things like that, but it would be nice to be there when it's calm and the waters are clear. KD9, VTU 73, back to net.
I got to tell you, from experience, Gulf Shores during the spring and summer months all the way up to even now is hard to beat. Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, that entire peninsula all the way over to Pensacola. Between Pensacola and Gulf Shores and Baldwin County are some of the best scenery that you could ever see. It looks weird when you get towards Mobile, but and Dolphin Island is an exception, but it's right out there too. But if you go to Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, remember to take Interstate 10 to Highway 59 and go south until it dead ends. Also, if you're coming down from Interstate 65, you're going to cross over Interstate 10 on your way there. So 59 really starts off of Interstate 65. So when you go down Highway 65, you get off and you take Highway 59 all the way until it dead ends. You can miss going through Mobile to come back eastbound. You could just go right to it. So 69 to 59 if you're driving from, say, Birmingham, because Interstate 65 goes there. So don't forget, if you have any questions, email me at kilo4romeoyankeegolf@gmail.com. All right, break with you, and I'm checking now for the last station before I get to Victor Echo 5 Romeo Juliet Mike. KC5 FM, anything you want to add to your best places to go? We heard about Scandinavia, your 15-day trip, the beach in Savannah, and you were talking about Pensacola and Maine. Anything else you want to add?